USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of Russian Navy's most symbolic warships has sunk in the Black Sea. 50 days into Vladimir Putin's invasion of his neighbor Ukraine, the Russian Military of Defense reported Thursday evening that the guided missile cruiser Moskva had sunk. Russia claims the damage happened when a fire broke out on board. Ukraine claims it shot missiles into the cruiser. The man charged with opening fire in a Brooklyn subway car full of people was jailed without bail Thursday. As prosecutors told a judge, he terrified all of New York City. 62-year-old Frank James on his YouTube account.
And I tell American Negro this, I keep telling you the same thing. White people and black people, as we call ourselves, should not have any contact with each other. You still refuse to understand this.
A third bus with illegal immigrants from Texas arrived in Washington, D.C. Friday morning. USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Elon Musk's potential takeover of Twitter has President Trump supporters thinking the censorship might end at Twitter. Trump insists the platform, because of censorship, has become quite boring.
Probably wouldn't have any interest. You know, Twitter's become very boring. They've gotten rid of a lot of their good voices on Twitter.
Supply chain issues here in America are expected to drag on.
The White House says that the supply chain issues are expected to continue past the end of the pandemic. Port of Long Beach Executive Director Mario Cordono tells Fox Business that he does not expect a recession.
There's more aggressive, active monitoring here with regard to the inflationary issue.
He adds that the ports are seeing record numbers and Americans are continuing to purchase products despite inflation. The White House says COVID-19 exposed the weak points in the supply chain and it could take a while to fix them. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You clean everything else in your house, why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. They're under $200 for a three-pack. You can put one in the kitchen, you can put one in the living room, you can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CLASSIC3, and you'll also get free shipping.
Jack Sweeney runs a Twitter account that posts updates on the whereabouts of Elon Musk's private jet. As it was announced Thursday that Musk had offered to buy Twitter outright for a $43 billion deal, Sweeney reacted to the news by tweeting, "Oh no." The account Elon Musk Jet has 402,000 followers. Sweeney says he started the account in June of 2020 and uses bots to gather publicly available air traffic data. John Paul Mac Isaac, the Delaware computer shop owner who obtained the infamous Hunter Biden laptop, talks about censorship in America on Newsmax Thursday.
Well, I woke up on October 14th, 2020, to my phone blowing up because my information had been leaked from the New York Post article, so people instantly made the connection. And within, by I think it was about 9 o'clock in the morning, it all stopped. It was like this collaborative effort to shut down social mainstream media, and it worked. And anybody who tried to even voice the subject on Twitter was denied, even in private messaging. So I was just astounded that, you know, A, I was trying to get out of this without ever getting my information leaked to the public. I had a business to run that didn't last too much longer, and I didn't want to leave my community, which I ultimately had to. So It was astonishing to me that there was such that collaborative effort to shut down this story.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.